With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
What's going on, everybody? Happy Monday. Hope you all had a great new year over the weekend and aren't still hungover like your guy Krabs here with DeGen, as always, on Monday. DeGen, you have a great weekend, bro?
Very good weekend. Yes, I'm still struggling myself, but I didn't just get back from Atlanta like you. That was pretty sweet.
Sure. I got the shirt on.
Nice.
That game was incredible.
Awesome.
Incredible.
Both games. What a great day of college football. I mean, couldn't have asked for any better.
Good for the program. Good for the sport.
Yep.
Not that the sport needs it. I think it was the most people ever at a game in that stadium. They kept flashing that up on the Jumbotron. Pretty cool.
At the Peach Bowl?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, no shit.
Most people in that stadium for a game ever. Any sport. I mean, there wasn't a seat open. It was fucking nuts.
Ohio State travels.
Yeah, and Georgia didn't have to travel, so
exactly.
That helped.
Yeah.
But God, the fans were almost like too nice. It was weird. There was like more like high fives and like gassing out the other team to like another fan than like any fights, which I don't like, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is. But what a game. What a weekend. We've been hot with bets. We have not been hot with the SGPs.
Yeah.
We've been building full transparency. Okay. We missed by one every single fucking time, pretty much. Finally missed a side or a total. Last time around, missed a side finally. But the good thing is we get redemption today.
Mm-hmm.
All right. It's still, I don't count this as the new year. I don't start any of my fucking resolutions until tomorrow. Too many bowl games and with Monday Night Football today. I'm not going to try to better myself. I'm still going to be a degenerate and fire off parlays like the one we're about to build today.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's get to work. I mean, it might be the game of the year. Holy shit. This one should be absolutely incredible. We got Bills going to Cincinnati here, DeGen. I think we start where we always start. And we go to Betfred over here. Yep. We check and we start simple. Okay, we keep it simple. Who's winning the damn football game? Now, that's a real tough question in this game. This might be the toughest side we had to pick yet, DeGen.
Sure is.
What are you thinking with this game? You know, money, you know, seems to be, I guess, on the Bills. I'm seeing relatively more money on the Bills, maybe some bigger bets on the Bills side, but nothing crazy in this game at all. Mm-hmm. Money's pretty split. This might not be a bet the percentages game here. This might be a bet with the football brain play here. DeGen, what are we thinking? Are the Bills coming into Cincinnati and handing them an L?
Yes.
Okay.
I like the Bills. And it is funny what you mentioned that we finally missed our first side with the Colts and Nick Foles. And quite honestly, I think that was one of my favorite sides. And this one is probably my least favorite.
Mm.
But I still like it. I think that it's – even though the Bills, you know, their past few weeks haven't been as impressive maybe as the Bengals. And we all know their ATS run – I think the Bills are 8-2 in their last 10. The Bengals are 9-1 in their last 10. Bengals are what now, 20-4 ATS or something like that in the last 24 games. I don't like I don't like fading Joe Burrow. And this dates back to even last year when I was questioning Zach Taylor. I love Joe Burrow, but I didn't think he was necessarily a good coach, and it burned me a few times. And I know you and I were both against the Bengals again, back-to-back weeks, probably with the Bucs and the Patriots. Two really, really contrarian sharp spots against the Bengals, and we got burned. Do I want to do it again? Not necessarily, but I think this is the right side. I think a switch may have flipped for the Bills in that second half of the Bears game. I'm not going to put all my stock in it. That's not necessarily why I like it. But I think, and maybe we have or have not talked about on the show before, this is a game where it's such a coin flip. I'm going to wait and see what happens right before kickoff, because I think we get some late movement to Buffalo. I think money's going to hit Buffalo, and I'm going to snatch the money line probably an hour or so before, if that's the case.
Yeah, I lean Buffalo with you. I'm probably going to be on them ML as well if I end up playing this game, barring any movement this afternoon towards the Bengals. You mentioned coaching. I think the coaching here is night and day. Zach Taylor has been fine. This team's been on fire, but has it really been him? Or has it been his absolutely insane wide receiving core and Joe Burrow being him? I mean, that guy is absolutely incredible. He does not give a fuck what's sharp and what's not. He's going out there winning games and covering games. That's what he does. He's a dog. But I'll tell you what, I take McDermott over Taylor 10 times out of 10. And on the road, Buffalo going into Cincinnati when they're on this run, Buffalo being the favorite, that's probably enough for me to take the Bills right there. The splits are okay. I think the Bills are just a better team overall than the Bengals, although the Bengals are red hot. And we saw what happened with the Bengals at the end of last season. I think you're going to see a lot of squares take that angle. It's the easy way out, saying, I don't know who the heck to pick tonight, but the Bengals are home. Joe Burrow's probably going to be wearing some cool sunglasses, pulling up to the game in some crazy outfit, looking cool. Mm-hmm. And they're on a crazy ATS run, and they did this last year too. Mm-hmm. So that's the easy way. That's the easy pick is the Bengals. I think we go Bills. I'm with it.
Yep, I agree with everything you said. Burrow as a home dog on this run is a little too obvious for me. And then and then in terms of the total, I think this is a pretty contrarian under that I've actually already got punched in and that I like the most. 49.5 is – it always feels a little trappish to me. Mm-hmm. And I know some people do or don't believe in that. I'm not saying Vegas is there to set a trap line. But in terms of where they feel the total will land, and then compare that with the public perception, Allen, Burrow, primetime, everybody wants points. Everybody expects points. And I always say, right, under a number, it's like that car sales thing, $19,999, you know, feels cheaper than $20,000. You know what I mean? So you feel like you're getting a deal to get 40 points. It's at 49.5. If you look at the splits, 79% of the bets, 78% of the money on the over. I do believe that's the case. 8 out of 10 people taking this over, yet the line's not moving. So I feel like the under here is where the play. So I lean side and total, Bills and under.
I'm with you on that 100%. I think the total might have jumped up a half a point, if that, early on in the week. But recently hasn't moved much with all the bets and money coming on the over. Mm-hmm. I can already see it on my feed right now. People responding to me if I take the under here saying, that's a terrible play. That's not going to hit. This is prime time. Allen and Burrow, and all I got to do is get 50 points. I love that car price reference. That's such facts, though. The easy way to think about this bet and the total is, well, the best offense is in football, and they got to get 50 points.
Yeah.
That seems too easy. Just like the Bengals getting a point and a half at home, right? Are we going right for the jugular at the number here? Or are we going for an alt? What do you want to do here? You want to buy ourselves a field goal? You want to buy ourselves a little more? What are you thinking? You want to go right for the number?
No,
how confident
I mean,
are you in the total?
Confident, but I see no harm if you're going to do a parlay. I really am not against buying points again if it makes sense and if it's around a key number. So let's think about 49 is what, 7 touchdowns? If we're going to put it in a parlay and give ourselves maybe a field goal insurance and get it under 52.5, I have absolutely no issue with that.
Okay. Yeah, no fluke shit. And if anybody's going to be pulling some points out of their ass, it'll be these offenses. They're electric.
Sure.
Right. So let's go under 52.5. I'm in.
Yep.
We got that. We got the Bills ML. Now we move to the fun part. Now we move to the fun part. We keep missing one prop, DeGen. I'm tired of it, man.
I'm tired of it too. Hey, great call, by the way, on Austin Eckler, first Chargers touchdown.
I know that hit, and I was like, oh shit, this has some life. It's got some legs. And then that was the worst parlay we made yet. So nice. That's usually how it goes.
Yeah.
Anyways, we've got some work to do with this one. I mean, theoretically on paper, we got plenty of pieces. We got plenty of options, right? Yep. In this game, although we do like the under, but there's going to be yards. There's going to be points, right? The total is at 50. So there's going to be points. We could target props, even though we are taking the under here. We just got to be picky. We got to be smart. We got to be good. Any guys popping off the sheet that you were thinking of coming in, DeGen? Any guys you wanted to talk about or they were on your mind? Who do you got?
Yep.
Who do you got?
I got a guy on each team.
Okay. Who do you got?
So I got I know it's pretty square, but the numbers back me up. So hear me out. Stephon Diggs.
Mm.
67.5 is his line. Last three games. 37 yards against the Jets, 60 yards against the Dolphins, 26 yards against the Bears. So he hasn't gone over this in the last six games. 67.5 seems a little high to me. I think we get a Stephon Diggs game, and I think we get a Josh Allen game. But not going to play both because what makes me like that even more is Josh Allen's passing yards. 256.5. How many times has he gone over that in the last five games? Once. You already know. So I like Allen to pass. I like Diggs to get his yards. So Diggs over receiving yards would be my guy to target on the Bills. And then my guy to target on the Bengals in some way, shape, or form on Betfred Sportsbook, because I don't think we can do any time touchdown score.
Correct.
But I do like Joe Mixon. I'm looking at his fantasy score at 15.5. He hasn't gone over that. I'm sorry. He's only gone over that twice in the last five games. And, touchdown scoring.
Mm-hmm.
He has not scored a touchdown rushing or receiving in the last four games.
Mm.
I think he's due.
Yeah, they got him up on Prize Picks too. A little weird. He's all redded out his last couple of games. So don't hate it. Honestly, DeGen, I would not be opposed to taking both Diggs and Allen. And those are two props I wanted to take too. So I'm already on Diggs in my DFS league this week. I picked him by and low. He's been pretty brutal the last couple of weeks, honestly. It's been more Gabe Davis and McKenzie, I feel like, at times. I think Diggs breaks out on prime time. I am 1,000% with you on that. I'm so in to take his prop.
I'm going to personally play longest reception over as well.
Wow.
I don't know if that's available for us. I don't necessarily even know that I want to put that in a parlay, but I like it.
Okay. Our guy Broderick is back with winners. Diggs touchdown or yards. I helped you guys last week with the over. Overexposed to Foles. Yeah. Foles was brutal. Good call, Broderick. We like Diggs yards. We're with you on that. All right. So why don't we go ahead and lock that in? Let me pull that up. There are some cheeky props down here, DeGen. We got to talk about highest scoring half. We think it's going to be first, second half. We think there could be a tie.
Well, this is such an obvious play to the first half because of how good the Bengals defense is at making adjustments in the second half. Although they didn't do a very good job against the Patriots. But dating back to last year, again, on this ATS run, they're one of the best second half. They're the best second half defense in the NFL by, like, I think a very wide margin. I can't tell you I have a good read on this. However, I'm actually also going to be playing the Bills to win the first half. I think I saw a boost, and I love these boosts. I love fading them. And even in all sports, the World Cup, basketball, teams to score first when they're in boost, the opposite tends to happen. And I saw the Bengals to score first in a I think it was FanDuel or something, some sports book boost. So I will be fading that. And the way I'm going to do it, I think the Bills come out hot, and I think they stay in the lead for most of the game.
Well, DeGen, we could get cheeky here. We could get cute and maybe cut a prop out and take one of these halftime, full-time winners. We could take Bills first half, Bills full game.
I mean, I personally am very confident in the Bills tonight. And they have something to play for, right? Both these teams are trying to – I mean, the Chiefs, do they have the one seed locked up?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know exactly. I wonder if anybody in the comments can tell us the actual.
Zach will look while we're talking about props.
Okay, okay.
Zach, check the standings. Make sure both these guys are playing for stuff. I'm 99.9% sure both teams are still playing for seeding, though. So we should be good. But yeah, I'm down to get cheeky with that. Maybe we could cut off a prop there and take the Bills halftime and full-time winner with the under so far. And I think we take Diggs yards as well. I think we cut the shit and go right to him.
Love it.
Let's see what he's at. What's his prop at on the books consensus?
It is, well, Prize Pick 67.5. Let me go look at another book, though, and tell you what they got it at. Let's see. Receiving yards. Receiving props. Diggs is, wow, he's 73.5.
Has that been going up?
I don't know. I haven't been monitoring it, but could be.
I think we go 70 plus.
I mean, I love it.
Or you want to go 80 plus?
I think he gets 90 yards.
I mean, if he gets 70 yards, let's not kid ourselves. He's getting 80 yards. He's getting 80 yards.
I think Stephon Diggs gets force fed tonight.
Okay. We're going eight. We're going. We could also get cute here. Go 100 plus yards.
I see 90.
You see 90?
I'm just saying, like, in my head, I could see like an 8-catch, 97-yard game and a touchdown or something like that.
Okay. All right. I think Diggs gets fed too. I mean, I've been eyeing him. He was the first person I took in my DFS lineup this week.
Love it.
After a bad couple weeks. Let's go 90 plus. Let's see what that puts us at. That puts us already at plus 1,100, DeGen. We're getting cheeky here.
Absolutely.
And you know what? I like it because we're taking juicier props, but we're taking less props. Yep. So we need less things to happen.
Yep.
It's not rocket science, right? Yep. So right now we've got the under 52.5. We bought about a field goal. We have Bills halftime and full-time winner. And we've got Diggs 90-plus yards. Now we could get weird and we could try to target some mix in, you know, first Bengals touchdown score prop.
Was thinking the same thing. How about this? Let's just put it in and see what it does.
Let's see what it does to the out. Let's just take a peep.
Let's go window shopping.
Let's go window shopping. Oh my goodness. Plus 5,000 to Jen. That might be too good. We might have a choice.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
I mean, he's minus 120 to score a touchdown. He's the favorite to score a touchdown.
He's scoring a touchdown. Let's just hope it's first. DeGen, I mean, plus 5K versus plus 1,100. You're telling me 5X for a guy we know is probably going to score just for him to score first. You're going to boost this five times if he happens to score first. I think that's a no-brainer.
Is that definitely the Bengals score first, or is that the game score first?
That's Cincinnati Bengals first touchdown score.
So let me ask you this.
Boom.
What if – I mean, that's so juicy. What if we remove – the Bills full first half and full time. I mean, our odds have to be insane still.
We could take a peek. Let's
I'm just curious.
Let's 25. Let's get surgical. Let's get surgical.
Okay. 14-1. All right. So that amps it up having that fourth leg.
100%. And then, I mean, we could go to, let's see. I'm trying to see what happens if we just put in Bills ML.
I see people in the chat, just mentioning that they're taking Diggs TD. I do think he scores, but I'm way more confident because Broderick had asked or not asked, but said he likes the yards or TD. I'm way more confident in yards tonight.
Okay.
Just put
our guy, Zach did confirm that this game does matter for AFC standings. 100%. The Bills clinch with a win and a win versus the Patriots next week, I'm assuming. The Chiefs clinch with a win and a win at the Raiders and the Bills lost next week. Sorry, Bills lost this week and a win at the Raiders next week, or Patriots Bengals clinch with, I mean, this is confusing as fuck.
I'm a little confused, but yeah, it means something.
This game means something for both teams. They're both playing for seeding. That's all that matters. You're getting maximum effort just like a normal game, which at the end of the season, the last couple of weeks, is important. You got to make sure both teams are playing for shit, both teams aren't trying to tank or pull off any fluke shit, okay? DeGen, here's what we have to decide, okay? You ready? This is the question. This is the million-dollar question.
Mm-hmm.
Do we want to take the Bills ML in this, make it plus 2500, which would be the juiciest play we've had yet so far. It's juicy enough, trust me. Mm-hmm. Or we get cute, we double the payout if the Bills are up at halftime too. What do you think?
I say we be heroes.
I think we go for the whole damn thing.
I think we go for it.
I think we're already here. We're already juiced. We're not going for a plus 400, see one go through the net here. We're going for the whole shebang. Mm-hmm. Why not trust the gut? Why not go for the play that your heart and soul believes in? And that's the Bills are up at halftime and up at the end of the game. Why not us?
Dylan mentioned take out the under. Well, just curious, if we put the Bills in there, first half and full time, and we take out the under, what does that do for us?
Let's see. Let's give it a peep. Why not? A lot of options here on Betfred. Kind of a W. They've definitely been adding more shit over the last
year. Yeah, no, I like it.
Let's see.
Down with Betfred.
Here we go. Holy shit. All right. Plus 2K.
So it's definitely not. I was hoping for something around 25-1. I probably would have settled on that, but I don't know, man. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean,
21's still pretty good.
Do you like the under better than the side, or do you like the Bills the best out of the side in total?
You know, I like the under a lot just in terms of contrarian, being a contrarian. But if I was to give you like my best gut play, I think tonight is the Bills night.
Then you know what, DeGen?
Yeah.
I think we roll with this.
Okay.
And I think we stay away from any Roger Goodell hands on this game, working it like a puppet, you know, 100-point game in prime time, two of the best offenses. Because, hey, I could see it. But sure, the way the year's gone, I could see it, man.
Sure.
I could see it. The NFL's looked as scripted as ever in some of these games. Mm-hmm. And I think we completely cut it out. I think we target Bills halftime and full-time winner. Mm-hmm. We go Mixon, first Bengals touchdown score. And we go Diggs to have a day, 90-plus yards at plus 2K. Three-piece, hey, hold the fry.
I like it.
I like it a lot. I think we lock it in.
Okay.
I'm in. I love it. We only need four things to happen as opposed to five, and the payout is juicy.
We only need three.
Yeah, well, we need the Bills halftime and full.
Oh, correct.
That's kind of four.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
That's kind of four. Good point. But Chad, I don't know. What do you guys think? I like it. Our guy Broderick likes it, and he was he was sharp as a tack last week.
Yep.
Sure. Damn, I like it too. I like it too. Well, if you guys want a tail, go over to Betfred. All right, download it. Tail the parlay on there. This was Monday, same game parlay, sponsored by Betfred. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Hope you guys are getting the brains back into action today after a tough weekend drinking-wise. So, new year, same us, still firing off parlays left and right, still hitting bets. DeGen, start the week off right. Be careful out there. It's still public Monday.
It is.
But we're hitting our bets, we're picking our spots, and we're winning.
Well said.
Yep. We'll be seeing. Chat, have a good night.
Cheers, boys.
Peace.